Okay, so here's the next statement. Premenopausal patients age 40 to 45 with ER-positive, node-positive tumors who cease menstruation with chemotherapy should be treated with tamoxifen for 2 years, and then, if still amenorrheic and chemically postmenopausal, switch to an AI.
I personally would neither agree nor disagree with that statement. I would feel certainly comfortable switching such a woman to an aromatase inhibitor based upon the trial data that we have. The difficulty with that statement, of course, is that the crossover trials, the switching trials, did not include such women in their trials. The women had to be postmenopausal at the time of diagnosis. And so some of it is an issue of how biologically similar do we think women are who have gone through menopause with chemotherapy, presumably, and remain postmenopausal. How similar are those women to women who are just postmenopausal at the time they're diagnosed?
Is that a strategy that you utilize?
It is a strategy that I have utilized.
Is it generally what you do?
I tend more commonly in that situation to administer a full 5 years of tamoxifen and then cross over to letrozole as the MA17 trial. The MA17 trial eligibility criteria did allow women who would become postmenopausal during the 5 years of tamoxifen.
Yeah, there's that old evidence-based thing coming back to haunt you. But what about a patient with 10 positive nodes? Still going to keep the tamoxifen going for 5 years?
You know, I guess the higher the risk for recurrence, the more willing I would be to consider crossover to an aromatase inhibitor earlier. But that's not necessarily logical because my confidence doesn't increase in that situation that my decision is correct.
Obviously, the concern is the woman going to start menstruating again and then you're going to have an ineffective therapy? And the other option is at some point, even at the beginning, to include LHRH agonist, you know, removal of the ovaries, even if the woman has stopped menstruating, just to be sure.
That's correct. And that is certainly an option. The important point, though, that you're raising indirectly is that in the woman who you believe has become postmenopausal, secondary to adjuvant chemotherapy, many of those women will have resumption of ovarian function. And so in that context, if you're going to use an aromatase inhibitor, you really need to be confident that the woman not only is postmenopausal when you start it, but that they remain so as it's continued.
I say this is the number one issue and question about endocrine therapy that you hear from community-based oncologists. Tremendous concern about this, I think justifiably.
It's an important issue. The aromatase inhibitors don't work in women with functioning ovaries.